Thanks for watching 49ers.com and BaltimoreRavens.com. I'm Scott Kegley with Ryan Mink and Jim and John Harbaugh. And coaches, how special of an opportunity is this? You guys get to practice against one another for the next 3 days.
Special to get better as a football team and have a chance to practice with the Baltimore Ravens, a team that we have great respect for and admiration for them as a football team. And iron sharpens iron, and that's what we're looking for, that opportunity to get better as a football team, especially going from your first game to your second game, and the chance to get better in that stretch of time, I think is that's the most improvement you can make the entire season. So no better place to do it than here.
And coaches, I have an older brother, 3.5 years older than me, and we constantly grew up competing against each other. We still see each other. We hug each other is the first thing. Second thing we do is wrestle each other to the ground immediately. How do you two still compete against each other as adults, and how does that manifest itself?
Well, we're a little older now than you, Ryan, so we don't wrestle each other to the ground. I try to stay out of that battle with Jim. But, you know, I think it's the same. You know, we love being around one another. I think it's about our families. You know, I think we love getting our kids together more than anything else. And it's rare. It's a shame we don't get to get together more often.
It's not all about competition, obviously. You two are NFL head coaches. It's a very stressful job. How do you help each other as NFL head coaches get through that?
I think we're continue to look for ways to do that. And we talk football. I think we probably talk as much as any two brothers do that are in a very time-consuming, busy job. I'm not saying it's the... A lot of people work hard, a lot of people have a lot of hours, but I think we got as many as any, you know, or as much as most. So, you know, and continue to look for ways. You know, looking at this opportunity to practice against each other, you know, with each other, as a great opportunity to make our team better and make the Ravens better as well.
There's a third Harbaugh coaching in the NFL. Jim, your son Jay's on John's staff. What's it going to be like to be out there and coaching alongside him?
I'd be very proud. Already, you know, kind of glanced over a few times to watch what he's doing, and you know, very very proud of him. Very very dad-like, and only look at as you know as another coach. I mean, he's got other coaches in his life, but only one dad. So that's the way I look at it. Just proud father.
Now, how did all this get set up, these three practices, and how did you guys come up with that idea?
You know, I don't know. We just kind of were talking, I guess, and you know, you're trying to find ways to get better, like we said, and you brainstorm and kick things around. And with the way the rules are now and things like that, it's hard to get better, and especially in training camp because it's so long. You come back from the first preseason games, the guys are sore. You know, it was really a great idea, and this was Jim's idea to do it after the first game because – Most of these are done before you play a team. So we wanted to get our installs in. That was Jim's point. And then to play now, really, which is the toughest 4 or 5 days of training camp, in my opinion, and to have a chance to go against this other team. And you know, for me to watch what they do, you know, Jim and I have talked a lot. We have a lot of conversations about football and things like that, probably more than any two coaches in the league, I would think. But, you know, now I get to see up close and personal, firsthand, you know, how they really do things and what it looks like from a practice standpoint, because I know they practice well. And if that helps us be a better team, that's a great thing.
Is this something you could see becoming a new Harbaugh family tradition, practicing with one another?
I don't know. See how it goes.
Yeah, I mean, nobody's really getting out in front of their headlights on this one. I mean, it's just today, this afternoon's practice, have great expectations and high hopes for making this afternoon's meetings and this afternoon's practice, you know, a great one. Mm-hmm. And I think I know we can do it. It's... you know, you asked how it all came about. I mean, you start kicking things back and forth, and, you know, we're still doing that. I mean, how can we make this afternoon's practice the best for our team and the Baltimore Ravens, and see if we can't be better today than we were yesterday, and see if we can't be better tomorrow than we were today.
And before we let you guys go, I have to ask you, is there any way that your fashion sense in the Dockers will rub off on John? Is there any way you're going to end up in Dockers khakis from here on out after this?
I've got Dockers, you know. As a matter of fact, like 3 years ago, I got a pair of Dockers in the mail with a letter to me, you know, that we appreciate how you wear Dockers, and here's a nice free pair of Dockers for you. And I didn't tell them it was the wrong Harbaugh.
I did not know that.